Or maybe they'll tell you, on the other hand, you know, you're really moving along very well, casually out of nowhere, and then walk away. So now you are, quote unquote, moving along very well in your mind. That's a harder one to get over. So a Krishna teacher or a Shaivite teacher might say something to you that's so hideous and horrible that take you years to work through it. Or they might say something to you that's so incredibly cosmic and blissful relative to yourself that'll take you even longer to get over. And that's why Shiva's connected with fire. Because if something like that's put on you and you get over it, that means you've burned it up. It takes a long time to burn some of these things up. You're moving along very nicely. I mean, you get stuck in that one the rest of your life. Kind of introduce yourself in those terms. Kind of intimate it, you know. So Shiva is simultaneously the destroyer and the regenerator and the Mahayogin, the most sacred being in existence from whom all the other ones spring. So Shiva can be interpreted and thought about on a lot of different levels, right down to everything as a beginning and end out here in the world, you know, starting there, because there's no denying it. So this talk, which had a beginning, Brahma trip going, and then had a Vishnu trip going for a while, longer than some of you wanted, a little too much Vishnu, but finally we arrived at the Shiva part of the talk, where we can end it. Thank you.